Hi there. So, recently people have been talking about these Samsung TVs that have accessibility features, and somebody mentioned that there's now one available that's a 32-inch TV at a fairly reasonable price, under $300. So I was intrigued. Unfortunately, they didn't have a model number. Well, eventually we found a model number. So I went to the Samsung website and I got the manual to double check and make sure that it actually had accessibility features, and it does. It's the Samsung, get this right, UN32J5500AFXZA. Maybe AFXZC in Canada. Anyway, Best Buy has it for $279. $279. There's a funny story about that. So I checked the Best Buy website, saw that they had it. So I went to Best Buy to have a look. And the first guy we ran into says, oh, I don't know. I don't know if we have it. Because, you know, I'm just the... I work in the warehouse. Translation, I'm the muscle. I don't know nothing. He says, let me go get somebody. So he comes back with this guy, and the guy says, how can I help you? I said, well, we're looking for the 32-inch TV. He says, oh, well, all the small TVs you can just pick up and carry, they're right over there. And I'm still kind of... Well, let's let the clock play. Right. So yeah, I'm still kind of chuckling that 32 inches is small. I remember when 25 inches was big, and I'm still pretty amazed that you can pick up a 32-inch television, carry it under your arm, and it weighs, you know, sort of less than 25 pounds, probably less than 20 pounds. So anyway, guy says, none of the TVs have it that are under 40 inches. The smallest one that has the voice guide is 40 inches. I said, no, there's one that's 32 inches. It's the UN32J5500. And he says, well, we don't have that. The only people that have that are Sears and Target. I said, oh, I saw it on your website. He says, well, I don't know. Let me go get the Samsung guy. I'm the LG guy, he says. Well, alrighty. Didn't know they specialized that much, but okay. So he goes off, and I'm with Melanie's aide, and she says, hey, isn't it that right there? Walk over. She says, yep, says 5500 series. I said, that sounds like it. And the guy was literally standing right in front of it. So we picked one up and brought it home. I had a little bit of an adventure putting the stand together and getting it on the stand, but we got that done, and I programmed it yesterday and it went off pretty well. There are a couple of little things that I'll talk about, but I want to go through, I've reset it back to factory defaults, and I want to go through and set it back up now. Actually, it says that when it resets to factory default, it sets everything but the network, which is good because putting in the network password takes a while with the on-screen keyboard. So let's describe this thing. I have an old entertainment center. You know, one of the ones where they thought a big CRT television was 27 inches. So this 32-inch TV just, I mean, and when I say just, I seriously mean just fits. There's no room on either side of it. That's actually pretty good because, that's okay because all of the connectors on the sides are sort of in a panel that's inset a little bit so the cables come out, and it's not a big deal. So let's describe this thing. Like I say, it's a 32-inch TV, 31.5 inches diagonal, which they say is 32-inch class, and it's on. It comes with a little stand with a couple of legs, and you can wall mount it if you like. In the back, it has an Ethernet port, composite video, you know, 5 RCA jacks, SPDIF, I think, a couple of other jacks, optical audio, power. On the right side, there are 3 HDMI ports, 2 USB ports, and an antenna jack for your standard coaxial antenna. No jacks on the left. And on the TV itself, there's exactly 1 control, and it's in the back on the bottom right-hand corner of the back panel, and it's a 5-way joystick button, 4 directions, and you can press the center. And you can control the menu and whatnot with that if you want, but you're sort of screwed if you lose the remote. So how about the remote? It has sort of 3 main sections, and I'm not overly impressed with the remote. I think that the buttons are a little flatter than they could be. There's not a whole lot to tactually differentiate them. On the top portion, there's power, there's a source button, there's another button, I can't remember what it is, some others, and then numbers. There's a dot on the 5, and then the next section has the up and down volume, up and down channel, mute, a couple other things, a hub button, menu, those things, up, down, left, right, and enter, arrow buttons, enter and exit, and return, and that in sort of a square. There's 2 dots on the enter button in the middle of the arrow cross, and the arrows on the arrow cross aren't terribly arrow shaped, which it would have been nice if they were. They're kind of sort of arrow shaped, but not as much as I'd like. And then below that, there are colored buttons and some other buttons. And reading the manual, I learned that to get into the accessibility shortcuts, you press the CC button. I guess CC means closed caption. As good a guess as any. All right, so that's pretty much it. So let's turn this thing on. Let's see if we can get this turned on. And actually, it should come on pretty quick if it goes on.
Ouch. It is on now.
Here we go. Now it's on.
It has voice. GUIDE.
Yep.
Off or on?
Hang on a second. So there's Alina. She was my helper yesterday. So we're going to press the CC button. Hopefully got the volume up loud enough now.
Accessibility shortcuts, 8 items. Voice dialogue.
And actually, apparently there are a couple of other things that it doesn't reset. It didn't reset the speed of the voice guide because I set it to fast. So I'm going to go in and not only turn it on, but also set it to slow.
Voice guide, 2 items off. Set to off, accessibility shortcuts, 8 items, voice guide off. Voice guide, 2 items off. Set to off, accessibility shortcuts, 8 items, voice guide, 2 items off. On. Set, okay, button. Voice guide on.
Okay, so when you press the CC button, the first thing you get is the voice guide. And then to enter the menu, you just press enter, funny enough.
Video description off.
So I'm going to
caption off.
Change
voice
this
guide on.
To
voice
kind
guide
of slow
to
this down.
On.
No, you know what? I'm
off.
Not either.
On.
Not either, apparently.
Set to on. Accessibility shortcuts. 8 items. Voice guide on. Close button. Voice guide on. Video description off. Disabled.
Okay, video description off. Disabled. Now you should be able to turn that on. And, once you've got things set up, you should be able to turn that on, so I will. The other things have to do with closed captioning and changing screen contrast. So there's caption off.
Menu transparency, mode 1.
Menu transparency.
High contrast off.
High contrast.
Enlarge off.
Enlarge.
Learn remote control.
Oh, learn remote control. The learn remote control thing is kind of cool. I think we'll go ahead and do that. So to go through the menu, just hit down arrow. So if I press the enter on this learn remote control, I really want to slow that down because I'm afraid that that's the fast section. I'm sure most people can understand it, although
volume
some
32.
May have more trouble.
Volume 39. Volume 43. Volume 42.
But we'll keep it. All right, so we're going to hit this button, learn remote.
Loading, please wait.
Loading, please wait.
Press a button on the remote control to hear voice. Information on it. Press the return button twice consecutively to return to the previous screen. Press the exit button twice consecutively to exit eManual. If you press the power button, the TV turns off.
So there's a button that doesn't say anything. Starting at the top, we're not going to press the power button. We already know that's the top left.
Source.
There's the middle one, source, so you can change between your HDMI ports and composite and antenna and all those things. There's the button that doesn't say anything. The next row has three buttons.
Sports mode.
Sports mode.
Search. Extra.
And then?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 0. Previous channel.
Okay, and then that's all the numbers. There's a previous channel button to go back to flip between channels. Okay, so then there's a rocker switch. The next section has a rocker switch.
Volume up. Volume down.
On the left, and also one on the right.
Channel up. Channel down.
And then in between those two, there is
mute.
And below mute,
channel list.
Channel list. Okay, and then below that there are three buttons.
Menu.
And then there, in the middle between the menu and this and the
guide
button, there's a button that's sort of pyramid shaped called
Smart Hub.
Smart Hub, and I guess that's where you can get apps and stuff, but I haven't quite figured that out. I've had this thing for less than 24 hours. Okay, so below the menu, we have
tools.
Tools.
Information. Right. Enter. Left. Return. Down. Exit. Blue. Yellow. Green. Red.
Red, green, yellow, blue. I don't know what those are. But those are the four buttons. And then there's another grid of 4x3.
eManual. Voice guide is not supported for this button.
Okay, there's some irony right there. That's the CC button. The CC button, of course, brings up the accessibility menu, and when you press it in remote learning mode, it says voice guide is not supported for this button. Isn't that funny? Anyway.
Multi-track sound.
Multi-track sound.
Picture size.
Picture size.
Picture mode.
Picture mode.
Sound mode.
Sound mode.
Rewind. Pause. Fast forward.
Rewind, pause, and fast forward, I guess, if you've got DVR going.
Record. Play. Stop.
And those six buttons are not in any way marked to differentiate them from anything else. So we're going to...
Right. Exit.
We're going to exit to the manual and then exit this mode. Exit the remote learning.
Return. Return. E-manual. Category 10 item. Learn remote control.
Okay, so we're going to...
Multi-output audio off. Disabled.
Multi-output audio off. Disabled.
Voice guide on.
I still want to see if I can slow this
voice guide,
down.
Two items on. Off. On. Off.
No, apparently not from that menu. I can't.
Set
okay.
to on. Accessibility shortcuts. Eight items. Voice
so
guide on.
So we're going to exit that.
Step 1 of 5. Menu language. Select your language to start the on-screen
menu
setup.
Language.
Three items. English.
English. Okay. So yeah, we're in the quick setup, and we're just going to walk through this. So it says English. We don't necessarily want to change that, but just for fun.
As well. Franchise. English.
Yeah, we're going to go English.
Searching. Please wait. Stop. Button. Step 2 of 5 network settings. Please select your network.
Please select
your network. If you don't see
your network
on the list, enter its name SSID or select the WPS BPC button to set up a custom network. List 12 items. Brandon's 1.
And that's what we're going to pick is Brandon's 1. That's my 5 gigahertz network. Apparently this thing has dual band Wi-Fi.
Network settings, checking wireless network connection. Network settings, your TV is connected to the internet. If you have any problems using online services, please contact your internet service provider. Okay, button.
And we'll move on.
Step 3 of 5, Smart Hub terms and conditions. Privacy policy, your use of the Smart Hub
okay.
services. Governed by the Smart Hub terms and conditions and privacy policy. Please review these documents by clicking on view details. You must agree to the terms and conditions and acknowledge your understanding of the privacy policy to proceed with
so
setup.
Hit enter
if you
on.
Enable one or more additional services,
you
be able to use additional enhanced and internet.
We're
smart Hub terms and conditions.
These...
Checkbox. I have reviewed the Smart Hub terms and conditions and agree to be bound thereby.
We're gonna check each of these with the enter key. So I just hit down arrow. We're gonna hit enter here.
Selected.
To check that.
Smart Hub privacy policy. Checkbox. I
we're
have reviewed.
Hit enter to check
selected.
That. Down.
Additional services and choices, as noted above. Selected. Interest-based advertisements. Selected. Online remote management. Selected. Checkbox. I agree to all. Not selected. Okay, button. Do you confirm that you have checked the box which indicates that you agree and understand all of the terms and policies and wish to enable all additional services? Okay, button. Step 4 of 5, let's watch TV. Select the source of your live TV signal. Connect your set-top box to the TV and turn it on. We highly recommend connecting via and #X202D HDMI1 set-top box and #X202C. Three items, set-top box, satellite or cable box. Antenna. Connect the antenna cable to your TV.
Okay, we're gonna pick antenna because that's what we have right now.
Step 4 of 5. Auto program is finding channels for you. Please wait. Stop. Button.
Once we finish this, I'll go into the accessibility menu and show you the speed change and all that sort of thing. And we'll show you what it's supposed to sound like when it comes up. Right now, we're going to go through and pick channels, and it's
auto program
out.
Is finding channels for you. 12%, please.
Yes.
Wait. Stop button.
Going.
Yeah, it's going. It's picking channels.
Picking channels.
Auto program is finding channels for you. 24%, please. Wait, stop button.
One thing that I want to talk about while it's doing that is the on-screen keyboard. When I first set up my network, of course, it asks you to enter your password. The keyboard is set up sort of almost like a regular QWERTY-style typewriter keyboard, and I say almost because first it has a button for numbers and symbols, so you can get all kinds of extra symbols, but it has most of the commonly used
symbols. Auto program is finding channels for you. 40%, please. Wait, stop button.
It has most of the commonly used symbols scattered around the edges and the bottom, and there's not really a whole lot of rhyme or reason to it. The other thing is that when you're typing, there's no voice differentiation that I could tell between capital and lowercase letters, so if you press shift, you have to just sort of pray that shift actually took. And likewise, when you're backspacing, you don't...
Auto program is finding channels for you. 49%, please. Wait, stop button.
you don't, or at least I didn't, get any feedback as to what I was backspacing over. So that's a thing. By the way, I said that the hub key is sort of pyramid shaped. Well, it sort of is, but it's sort of a hexagon on the bottom, sort of, but a four-sided pyramid at the top.
Auto program is finding channels for you 60%, please. Wait, stop button.
It's a little odd, but it's distinct. It's distinctive. Like I say, a lot of the buttons are a lot flatter and less distinct from each other than I would like. But remote shouldn't take too long to get used to once you get used to it. Anyway, typing your
auto program is finding channels for you 70%, please. Wait, stop button.
Typing your password may take a while. It did for me. I had to do it twice. But it's doable. You can literally set this thing up all by yourself. There were a couple
auto program complete. 13 channels are memorized. DDV air, 13. DDV cable, 0. Air, 0. Cable, 0.
Oh,
next
I wonder
button.
What I didn't get. A couple of these channels are a little bit odd, but so I may have to run through it again, but we'll see. Okay, so we're going to hit enter here to go on.
Loading, please wait. Step 4 of 5, let's watch TV. Set up a service provider to experience a richer, better broadcasting service. Services provided, extra, voice interaction. Search, please enter your zip code. We'll use it to search for your service provider. Press enter button, 0 items. Edit field.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this part. So I gotta put in my zip code. And I don't think you can use the number keys, but let's see. No. So you have to use the on-screen keyboard.
Q. 1. 2. 5. 6. 5. 9. 0. 8. I. L. P. Caret. Asterisk. Q. Number and symbol. Done. Unable to connect to the server VR, please try again. Later. Exit. Button.
Really?
I guess
on screen
so.
Keyboard. 1.
It says 116508.
Oh, I have 2 ones?
Yeah, you had 2 ones from
2. 1.
I guess you gotta go back.
7. 9.
I had that.
1.
See if I can get rid of 1.
Cause it had that.
It's 2. 1. Clear. Backspace.
Did I get rid of 1?
No.
Let's see.
You got rid
0.
You got rid of the 8.
Backspace.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just do it all over then.
Yeah, just got rid of it. Okay, now you got rid of it. Now you could do it
1.
Again.
2, 5, 6, 5.
Did I get that 5?
Yeah, you do.
7, 0, 8.
Okay.
Backspace.
No,
Caret.
You got it.
Asterisk.
Go down.
Done.
Now, let's see if it's good.
Location, tech, broadcast TV or ODA broadcast.
Okay.
My service provider is not listed. Location, text box 0.16508. Broadcast TV or ODA broadcast. Eastern,
yes. Time zone.
Off.
And I'm not sure what this is asking. It's got off, on, or automatic, or auto.
It
I don't
says,
know what it's asking.
It says turn on or off. Daylight.
Oh, daylight savings time.
Auto.
We're going to hit auto for that.
Setup complete. Your smart TV is now ready to use. Done. Button.
And there we go. We're all set up.
No, eco sensor is on. TV.
I don't know. I see purple, blackish.
On
no,
left screen.
No paper.
Menu, 7 items. Picture.
No, like picture name. It's like
Marta, featurette category. 12 items, S.
You know what we're gonna...
I don't see nothing, not talking.
We're gonna...
Nothing on there.
Cancel this.
TV.
And we're gonna go...
Weak or no signal. One, check the antenna cable connection.
Weak
to my auto program menu broadcasting.
We're
66-2, grid, runaway. 66-3, bounce under fine.
Oh, and how about that? We've got,
9-1, WIPLD.
We've got... Is that saying no signal?
I can't see nothing.
I wonder if it's, like, on, but there's nothing on.
Okay,
so we're not getting channel 12. Okay, we're gonna... Let me see if I can fix that.
Picture size. Select the image that best defines the desired picture size. 4 items, 16 to 9.
This is the first attempt to run the football.
TV.
And what Ed Oliver does to it, and you don't even have to leave the state of Texas. So your local of Houston and Ed Oliver, a five-star player, the perception of the program is changing, and you can do your entire...
Channel information, 24-1. WJETBT, college football, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
College football.
Channel information, 24-1. WJETBT, college football, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
And, oh, we got it to his man, Baxter.
Close, button. More info.
The reason we're getting the echo is because we're getting the TV speakers and also the stereo. So I'm going to fix that real quick. See, menu.
Menu, 7 items, picture. Sound. Sound, 5 items, sound mode, standard. Sound effect. Speaker list. TV. Bluetooth audio. Audio out of the ball.
There we go.
Oh, that's good. Now it could sound like that.
I may rerun this scan and see if I can get channel 12 to come back, but I'll do that later. Oh yeah, I was going to do this other, I was going to show you all this other, with the accessibility mode, with the, with the,
channel is out of here.
Any angle.
It's
got a snap.
Picture
size. The rules are out
of that.
Can't see the ball at all.
It
has to be indisputable.
We don't need that.
My boyfriend's
that. In evidence, that was the first part of her account.
Probably one of the
35-1.
Oh, it's called like
above and beyond the call of duty.
When you go outside and
if I find something I like, I tell people.
Lots of infomercials. Okay,
out.
So.
I really like the tool. I can't see myself doing my yard without it anymore. I'm an average guy.
Oh, yes.
Who wants
menu.
Professional results, and this is the one that does it.
Menu. 7 items.
With over a million satisfied
support.
Users, the original Works GT has been one of the best-selling cordless trimmers in America for over half a decade.
Oh, I'm pressing the wrong buttons.
And now, the all-new Works GT 2.0 is even more powerful, versatile, and convenient than ever.
You've seen it with your own eyes. Proud
menu.
Homeowners
seven
just
items.
Like you. Are creating beautifully manicured yards quickly and easily
Network.
With the best built cordless trimmer ever made.
No other trimmer in the world
System.
Can do what the Works GT2 can do.
So why wait? Getting the perfectly groomed yard you always want
System.
Is just a
items.
Phone.
Okay. We lost signal and so we lost speech too.
Oil.
Okay. That's awesome.
the touch of a button and goes everywhere you
want to
go.
English.
Unlike ordinary trimmers, the Works GT2 adjusts to your individual
accessibility.
Height. The head tilts a full...
4x4 tracks,
Saturday night, smoke and trucks, and crackers. Go to the website for all the events and details. See you there.
Set to normal. Voice guide.
Okay, so that's the speed you're supposed to have when you first get the thing.
My daughter
jumping
in. We hope to get the truth about...
When you first get it, that's the speed that it's on.
I can't see him pictures. You see, like, blurs. Pictures.
Rest in peace, the case of John
Benet. No signal. Okay, now the TV.
Landmarks, that's a...
Ash Green, with USD, with USD programming.
Power, we went beyond that stretch, and secondly, we hit the frontier of 250+ miles an
hour.
Ooh,
that's a cool
legit,
car.
No kidding, that's not a mathematical computation. The car does it.
And that's actually called...
D4-1, WQLN HD.
Italy. And if you could only know...
54-2, WQLNS1, Cooks Country. 54-3, WQLNS2.
His career and his party. The result...
66-1, WFXBDT, College Football.
Oh, my pillow!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had that commercial.
Dash 2, Trish, Runaway.
They said...
63, True Crime.
So, that's a quick run-through of the TV. I'm still learning
obviously.
But, there we go, that's it. I'm gonna, like I said, I'm gonna run through the, channel programming again real quick. This antenna thing is kind of an issue. But, there you go.
Yes, but I don't even
if you have questions or whatever, give me a shout. You can find me on Twitter at bbrannan, email buddy at brannan, brannan.name, or lots of other ways. I'm everywhere. So there you go. That's the new talking TV, and it's kind of neat.